there's at least one winner in the decline of ad sales: public service announcements. As NPR's Allison Bryce reports, in the past year, there has been a 23% increase in PSAs.
It's a really good time to have a cause you want to tell America about.
Jen, last week I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Jumping and laziness was crushed.
Hey, kids.
One second I'm having a smoke. Next thing I know, I'm face to face with Smokey Bear.
Watch One in Eight, a public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Ad Council connects nonprofits to media outlets and ad agencies. Ad Council President Peggy Conlon says that stations and networks want to give away their ad time or space rather than sell it for cheap.
Both broadcast networks and cable networks, local affiliates, radio stations, they all really feel that sense of responsibility to their community, and they understand that they have a special platform.
In 1977, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. The odds of that same boy winning the U.S. Open twice, 1 in 1.2 billion. The odds of him having a child diagnosed with autism, 1 in 150.
When this commercial was created and the Ad Council put it out there, it was amazing how quickly CBS picked up on that message for their golf programs.
That's Director of Creative Services of Autism Speaks, Bill Shea. The autism awareness campaign has seen a 19% increase since the economy took a tumble. Its advertisements have run on hit shows like American Idol, 24, and during high-profile golf tournaments.
Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org.
Next up, you'll learn the importance of adopting shelter pets, how to prevent suicide, and how kids can save the forest. Allison Bryce, NPR News.